we're all here today to remember the people who have been killed in the workplaces. People who went to work never to return home. We must make the time to remember these people and to campaign for safer workplaces. As if we forget, there will never be any changes made to ensure that the rate of workplace deaths decline in our country. My son Lincoln was killed on the 19th of December last year. He's 20 years old, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the Forestry families. 10 men lost their lives in 2013 to the forestry industry, and another in 2014. On average, that's one person every 6 weeks. 28 men have lost their lives in the last 5 years. More than 900 have been seriously harmed, meaning life-changing injury. That is the equivalent to one person every 2 days being harmed by this industry since 2009. Lives have been altered forever. Families and friends have been left wondering why and how to stop killing and maiming. Governments over the years have made changes to the requirements for forestry. This has led to a lack of resources, lack of monitoring, and this diabolical and shaming record. WorkSafe say that every forest owner, every contractor, every worker needs to take responsibility for the health and safety of workers. This is correct, however, it's not happening. The culture of the industry needs to change. How can changes be made? By having a system that works, unlike the present one. Better monitoring of health and safety, weather conditions, fatigue, ensuring safety plans are not only in place, but are being adhered to. If a company has issues, yes, give them time to write this. However, follow-up monitoring is a must until these procedures become a habit. Proving that they do have and will follow strategies to maintain the health and safety of workers. Not only because they have to, but because they want to. If a company knows that no one is going to check on their processes, why would they follow them? Some don't even have health and safety plans in place. So who's monitoring this? No one is, until an accident happens. Even then, their powers are limited. It's the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff scenario, with WorkSafe coming in to investigate after the fact. There's just not enough resources to go around. Accident prevention should be the focus. Instead, we have no one taking responsibility. Loadout quotas. What other industry or organisation works to a system that if you don't meet targets, you don't get paid? If you get rained off, you don't get paid. If you're exhausted and cannot meet the quota, you don't get paid. If a worker knows that they'll not get paid for work if the quotas are not met, how then are they able to speak up against the people and the systems in charge? They're held to ransom. Rates that put contractor against contractor make for extremely bad working conditions. They'll cut corners and they'll take risks. For what? The mighty dollar that fills someone else's pocket. Some questions that we all need to think about, and the answers need to be found. If 10 people die in one accident at one time, would we be calling for changes? Is it socially acceptable for 10 men to die at work in one industry in 1 year and nothing be done? Does our Prime Minister still stand by the comments he made on the 3rd of December 2013, 2 weeks before Lincoln died, where he denied the forestry sector was an industry in crisis, ruling out a government inquiry? This was said after the 9th death, 2 weeks before the 10th death. You can have the best health and safety policies in place, but they're only ever as good as the people that practice them. What is the government doing to keep our men safe? The code of practice is not working, if any person dies while carrying out their daily work routine, there is a problem. If any industry is failing to put systems in place and monitor these systems, the government must step up. The government is not following its own health and safety standards. It is failing to take all practicable steps to ensure the safety of its workforce. The government powers that be does not even think about the questions, but trying to answer to them, and then importantly, take action. New Zealand is a world leader in many areas. Let us be leaders in health and safety for our workers. Let's make changes to ensure that every worker returns home and returns home safely. Let's change our abysmal record. We know our wood is the best. And as our forestry industry comes of age, are we to accept that death and injury is a part of it?